Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Sandra, the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show, celeb, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Of course, I have another, like, fly show for you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We got Mr. Kamo that's coming on, and I got to tell you something. I listen to his music. He's so dope. I am so serious. So listen, what I'm going to do for y'all right now, oh, thank you for joining me. What I'm going to do for you guys right now is we're going to play a little bit of his song. It's called Run It Up Until He Gets On, okay? And once he gets on, we're going to get into this interview. I'm not playing around. Sorry, y'all. My celeb's on. Y'all gotta wait. Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm so serious right now. All right. Hold on, guys. We got him right here. We about to get into this interview. We're about to get crazy on here. Hello there.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Listen, I had to call your manager, right? Because I'd be like, I will mess your name up. Do you understand? I will mess it up. Okay? So she said, I swear, what? She said Kamo, right? Is that correct? Kamo, Kamo?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, because that's it. Which one? Kamo, Kamo. Talk to me.
It's Kamo.
Kamo. Okay, I like that. That's a really different kind of name. So listen, thank you so very much for coming to my show. I really appreciate you coming on. After listening to your three songs, I got a lot of questions for you in regards to your songs. But first, I want you to tell everybody where you originally came from.
I originally came from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Is that where you're located at now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Have you been out of Tennessee?
Not really. I haven't been out of Tennessee for real, but I done been a little couple places, probably around like Florida. I done been like a little places, not too much.
Not too many places? Okay, you say you haven't been too many places. I mean, outside of Florida, even with you rapping and things of that nature, you didn't have any. How many shows did you have?
I had a couple shows. I done probably had not too many shows, but I done had a couple shows as being, like, an upcoming artist. Like, I done probably been, like, did some shows in Atlanta. I done did a couple shows, like, a few shows in down in my city. I know I did most of my shows in my city, but I did a couple shows in, like, Atlanta, the Georgia area.
I don't know what's wrong with them, because you are a dope, I mean, like, I was listening to your songs, I was like, I don't know if you noticed that, but is that, and I hope it's okay to ask you this, is that a little bit of drill music, sort of, kind of? Is that, would that be?
You can say it's a little drill music, but I prefer, like, me, my style of music is, like, I'm a versatile artist. Like, I would say it's really Southern music. I don't really label it as a specific kind of music because I can switch my flows up and I can do any style I choose to.
I listen to every last one of your songs, and one of your songs, Get Crazy, you said something, and I said, I hope somebody really hears. You said something about, I got a demon on my soul. And I was like, you know what? So many people got that on their soul, but they don't talk about it. That line just caught me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was like, wow. You said everything people be thinking or want to say and don't say. So that was off that song, Get Crazy. I loved it. That was crazy what you said. Do you write your own music?
Yeah, I like soul music.
No, do you write? Like, do you write all your music yourself?
Me, I write. I really don't. I say I don't write music. I go in the booth and I go in the studio. And whatever comes to my head, I say, I don't really write my music. It's like I freestyle most of my music.
Shit, you do?
Straight off the head, like,
oh my
I freestyle. I go in the studio, I probably like, whatever the first line that come to my head, I say, and then right after that, I punch in, say, whatever else come to my mind.
That is crazy right there. You would be an amazing, along with what you're doing now, battle rap, because they have to think off the top of their head, I'm assuming. I'm a big fan of battle rap, and you have to take it off the dorm. And you doing that, like, oh my goodness. I don't understand it, but that is really good. That is really, really good. I'm glad. Ooh, that, I'm a little shocked right here, right now, that you saying all three of those songs I heard was off the dome. Like, you just made it up, right? Oh, my God. I don't see what. Listen, you should be making millions right about now, okay? Because those songs is. I'm serious. Like, I'm so serious right now. I have never met you. But your manager, with me and your manager talking, when I listen to your music, I'm a big fan. You know, I'm an older woman, but listen, dude, I'm a huge fan of rap, battle rap, all that good stuff y'all doing out there, you know? So I became a fan of yours. I really did, just listening to your songs. I became a fan already, you know? So tell me about when did you start rapping? And this is a two-part question. When did you start? And when you did start, how, you know, like what age you was when you started rapping?
I started rapping, like, when I first started, I started rapping probably around, like, 13, 14 when I actually just started first rapping. Actually, like, recording music. Like, I've been rapping since I was like in like the seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
So I've been like freestyling and everything. So it come to me naturally. Like, I know when I first started rapping, I knew I wanted to like do this, like just start making music once I actually found out what I can do on the beat. Like, actually when I found out how to record my own music and how it sounded and how to change the voices and everything and do things like that and see the beautiful creation I made afterwards, that made me want to keep going.
Wow. And you started that like at 13 years old, you said?
Yeah, I started rapping at like 13, 14 years old.
Okay.
I was young.
Yeah, you look young now. You look young now. But listen, guys, I see you. Do me a favor. Can you please let me finish some of the interview? And as soon as we get a little bit in deep, I'll let you all, if you want to talk to him, you can. Is it okay if someone wants to ask you a question? Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's okay. But for right now, we're going to talk, okay? So let's do that first. Yeah, I got to get it in. So, like, with your music, they call this thing, and I don't know if you ever seen this before, but I don't want to put it in the way that they put it, because when they say, you know, jump off the porch is a little bit different from what, you know, music would be. I'm assuming that is, you know, a little bit more different. And you started out at 13 years old. So now you're 13 years old, and, you know, you started rapping, but what made you even want to go to rapping? Like, why would you, where were you at when you was thinking this is something that I want to do?
My big brother made me want to rap, because every time my big brother actually made me start rapping, like, he'll cut on the beat, we'll be chilling, he'll cut on the beat, he'll start freestyling, and I joined along. He actually was the first one to get in the studio and introduce me to, like, the studio. He introduced me to the studio, and he recorded my first songs, actually. So once I started doing that, and he started recording my first songs, that made me just keep pushing it. I know I'm hard. My brother keep telling me, yeah, you hard, little bro. Keep going. Keep going. You're going to make it. Keep going. I keep that in my head.
Well, I think you are. I really do. I definitely see that happening for you, especially with Tamika, because she goes hard for her people. So I definitely see that happening, you know. But so, okay, now you're 13 years old. I want to get back there a little bit. Now you're 13 years old, and your brother, you know, told you about it, and then you started doing it, and then you continued to do it. But I don't know how old you are now. You don't have to say it or anything like that. But what I'm saying is that as you've gotten older, do you feel that you got better as you got older?
Oh, most definitely. I see myself progress every time I get in the studio. I progress every time I get in the studio. Every time I get in the studio, I make a song harder than the last song I just came in there and made. Every time I progress, every time I go in the studio, every time I make a song, every time I listen to a beat, I feel myself progressing because my mind, the way my mind thinks is roaming. It's roaming more exotic things to say in the song.
Is your mind ahead of time in a sense? Like let's just say, okay, let's say you're about to want to do a song. I'm sorry, and you get ready to do a song. Now you're walking into the studio, right? And because you freestyle, whatever you freestyle before, are you saying that when you get in there, you're already ready? You're already set to go? Is that the way you are?
I wouldn't say I'm just set to go, but once I hear the beat for a little bit, I'm ready. Once I hear the beat and I get my first line in, I'm ready.
Now that's pretty dope. I had rappers say different sorts of things when it comes to stuff like that. Now tell me, who are some of your favorite rappers? And I like to call everybody a celebrity that's doing that. You know, you got to be doing your thing. Some of us is without millions, and some of us got millions. But I want to talk about your people that's surrounding you. Friends that you know of. Who are your favorite rappers? And then let's also talk about the famous ones. You know, who are your famous, you know, favorite, if you have any?
I say surrounding me in my city, I say my favorite rapper surrounding me in my city, I say it's hard.
Pretty hard question to you.
Yeah, that's a hard question, but I know, like, famous rappers, because, I mean, everybody in my city, they talented. Everybody in my city, they make music, they talented. But my favorite, I have to go with my circle. I have to go with my peoples that make music. But it's crazy because the ones that's my favorite, they don't really drop music.
Ooh.
So it's crazy. I'm trying to get them to drop music, but they not dropping music. But I say my favorite, like, famous rappers, I say YoungBoy, NBA YoungBoy, NoCap, Rocco Rodriguez, and I say Lil Durk.
Oh, okay. I know of Lil Durk. I know of NBA YoungBoy. I know of those two real good. Now, who was the other two? Let me see if I can catch their names again. Say, who are they?
Rocco Rodriguez and NoCap.
Okay, I heard of both of them, but I don't follow. I need to follow their music. I'm going to write that down. I need to follow their music. But I definitely know of NBA YoungBoy and of Durk. I know their music very well and, you know, follow them and, you know, go on YouTube and check them out all the time. You know, I'm not biased, so I like what I like. But, yeah, those are pretty good picks you got there. Okay, well, let me ask you this. When you do get, you know, to that point where you become famous, you know, the guys that you just talked about, do you see them coming with you, or?
Yeah, I actually do. I see the ones that I was talking, I see them coming with me because of the same fact. These not just no new people that I've been around. I know for a fact, like, this my circle, like, these my brothers. So it's all about loyalty. They don't show me their loyalty. Like, they coming with me. I'm not going to leave nobody out. I'm making sure they progress. It's while I'm progressing.
Those are the guys I seen you in the video with? Because I seen your videos. Those are the guys that I see you in the video with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've seen that. That was very nice. I appreciated looking at it. I'm so happy that she had sent it to me. Those are three beautiful videos. So let's move on. If there's anybody that want to ask a question, you can. But other than that, just go ahead and listen to this interview. Hey. 843 is on here. I appreciate you, girl. I know who you are. I don't want to call your number out, but thank you for joining us. Yeah. But anyway, so, okay. So do you like R&B? Do you like other genres of music? And if you do, can you tell us what kind of music you like outside of your rapping?
I like all kinds of music. I like all kinds of music. I like music, period. But I say I like R&B music. Mm-hmm. I like R&B music. I like a little, I want to say country. I want to just say country for real. But I say R&B for sure. I mess with R&B music.
Oh, okay. You said I don't like country. I'm not even gonna say that. Okay, I thought you was. I love B and everything, but I thought that's the way you was going right there. But she's doing well. She's doing well. You know. What about some female rappers? Is there any female rappers out here? You know, famous, want to be famous, get ready to get famous. You know that you like.
That I like female rappers. I don't really listen to a lot of female rappers. I wouldn't say I really listen to a lot of female rappers, but R&B side, I mess with the SZA, like the SZA vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Or the LMA vibe.
Okay, somebody is asking, what is that? The LMA vibe? Yeah.
Like, you know, like a calm, chill. You can vibe to it. You can probably, like, you can chill with your, you know, make a vibe to it.
Yeah.
I can't really describe. I can't really explain it.
Okay, you said her name. He's talking about the LMA, the young lady. I love her music, too. Like, I'm a big fan of hers. I know exactly who you're talking about. She kind of reminds me of she kind of reminds me a little bit of Alicia Keys in a sense of singing. I wouldn't go as far as saying she reminds me 100% of her, but she, if I had to put her in somewhat of a category, you know, her, she may be, Alicia Keys may be somebody I might say, but her music is real dope. It really is. I'm a big fan of hers as well. So listen, I want to ask you something. I want to go into your songs, and I just want you to tell us a little bit about your songs. And I know that you freestyle, but once you do that, your songs make so much sense. So when you did Get Crazy, right? But you got 10,776 views. That is crazy right there, okay? Tell me a little, yeah. I don't see people like that. People don't be getting that kind of stuff no more. But tell me about the song Get Crazy. I want people to know about your songs. I'm gonna put some up on my, I'm gonna post some up for you on my, my Facebook. I'm gonna post some for you. But tell us a little bit about Get Crazy. When you did that, what was you thinking, and what it means?
Get Crazy. I mean, it was just one of those songs. Like, I was in the studio with all my partners. I mean, we just in the studio chilling. We all turned up, and they turned on the beat. And that's what was going on in my head. Get crazy.
So you just
sometimes you gotta get crazy.
I know, you just went crazy, right?
But that song was really, it was just a little freestyle. It was just a little freestyle song to put out there. I feel like it turned up the crowd. It turned up the vibe. You feel me? It get people hyped.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel that song was gonna impact when I dropped that song and when I made that song.
Wow. I'm going to tell you something. You said that a famous rapper said, Rakim. I had Rakim on my show, right? And I asked him the question about one of his songs. He said, oh, it means what it means. And when you said that, I thought of Rakim. I was like, oh, my goodness. But he was amazing. I got a chance to hang up on him. Very quiet, laid back dude. Well, you did tell me about your favorite rappers, but you know, would he be one of the greatest or a legend you would call?
You said, what's his name again?
Rakim.
Rakim.
Now, it might have been before your time.
Yeah, that probably was, because I don't know nothing about him for real.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you know the movie Pain and Paid in Full. You know what Paid in Full?
Yeah.
Okay, so the songs, the first song that came on, that's him.
All right.
Yeah, you probably don't know. They might be before, these cats might be before your time, but he's very famous, you know, alongside LL Cool J. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know who LL is.
Yeah, he's actually more famous, but, you know, yeah. But I just laughed because I had him on my show, and you and him said something similar, so it was so funny because he was so, like, you know, calm with it, and you're so hype with it, and y'all pretty much said the same thing but in a different kind of way. So basically, your other song, Run It Up, and your other song, Waste No Time, which, guys, Waste No Time is 9,177 views. That is amazing, you know? So, basically, it would be the same answer. You just get on there and you start rapping, and at the end of it is what it is. So let me ask you this question here, because when you do it and when you start freestyling, right, Cameron, when you start freestyling, do you, in your mind as you're doing it, do you be thinking greatness? So when it gets done, that's exactly the way you see it?
It's like, alright, I say when I'm freestyling, it's like I already got a vision of how this song finna sound.
Mm.
So once I got that vision, I already know this how I want this song to sound. So I know this finna line up, and I know to tell my engineer, like, if I want this voice on there, I tell him, nah, I ain't even messing with that. I ain't liking it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But, so, I mean,
what you say now?
No, I didn't say now. You can go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so let me ask you something. When you, like, with your, with shows and stuff like that, would you ever turn down any kind of show? Let's say an older person did a show and they wanted you there. Would you go and do the show? Does it matter to you what age group or, you know, we're not talking about kids. I'm talking about anybody 18 or way up there. I'm even talking about senior citizens and stuff like that. Would you ever turn down any show?
I mean, no. I don't plan on turning down any show. I don't plan on turning down any show at all.
Oh man, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. That's great. So when did you tell me about you and your management? How did you meet Miss Tamika?
Actually, I met her through my homeboy. Actually, he used to produce my music. He used to engineer my music. His name 7-Eleven. He also makes music. But I met her through him. Actually, I was going to his studio making my music. And he was telling me, like, you need a manager? And I was like, yeah, I'm looking for a manager. I don't have a manager right now. He had introduced me to her. And I hear her. Actually, he showed her some of my music. And she had hit me up.
Now, see, I got to tell you something. That's not only awesome, but this lady, she got a lot of artists, from you know, the ones that I know. And every artist that she got is dope. Like, I'm so serious. I play their songs, when I'm rotating my music and stuff like that. Sometimes on Saturdays, I get up and I rotate my music and let it go. And I'm definitely going to ask her, can I rotate yours? So, you know, people can listen to it. Because here's the thing. I don't know if you believe in this, Kimo, but for me, it doesn't matter where. It can be that one person's place that your music can be heard. Because you only need one person to hear it, and then it goes right to Miss Tamika, and you know, y'all just blast off. You know what I mean? But it only mm-hmm. takes one person to hear it, you know, and that's the way I feel about it, you know. So when you, okay, I have a whole heap of things out here. I'm not going to ask you everything because you'll be here with me all day. You will be here with me all day. So I'm just trying to cut down some of the stuff that I have on here that I wanted to ask you. Now, I've seen your videos, and I've seen your the hat. And I think that was a jacket. You had a black and white, right? It was black and white.
Which one?
Oh, I seen all your. I seen. Well, I'm gonna tell you the videos I seen. I seen Waste No Time. I seen Run It Up, and then I seen Get Crazy. But it was a lot of dudes. There was a lot of y'all in. It was like a lot, but you know, your friends was surrounded around you. And I think one of the guys said a little verse, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah. Do you remember your videos? Because a lot of y'all don't. Y'all be like, oh, what video? I don't remember what I had on, you know. So
remember for real. But if you named the song, I probably remember what you're talking about.
Okay, that song that I seen, well, yeah, it was Run It Up.
Run It Up?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know right now. I'm talking about you.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you what else I liked it. The dreads. What I did like to do one time, one of your videos, you had the dreads down. Then you turned around and you put it back in like in a ponytail style or whatever. And I thought that was dope. I liked it the way, you know, that looked. How long did it take you to, for your dreads to grow? That long?
I had my dreads probably about like a few years now. It's been a little mean. I done had my dreads since I was in high school, so I'd say probably about 4 years now. It's been about 4 years.
And you're gonna let it grow any longer than that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, probably, yeah, I'd say a little longer, but not too long. Not too long, though, but a little longer.
Oh, okay. They're kind of long now. But I did not know that you had it shaved, and when you put the, you know, put it in a ponytail, I thought that was a different look, so I thought that looked really, really nice. Listen, oh my goodness, can you do me a favor? Can you please say, Kyra, happy birthday? That's my granddaughter, it's her birthday, and she sent your picture, so can you please tell her happy birthday?
happy birthday.
Thank you. Good Lord, Kyra. She's supposed to be out, and she's on here listening. But I appreciate you, darling. Granny loves you. She's out for a while, and they listen to my interview. My friend on here from New York, Charlene, she's an older lady. But can you please tell Charlene hello, too? Oh, my God. Hell, tell everybody hello.
Hey, Charlene,
how about that?
Hello. What's up, everybody? What's going on, everybody? Everybody
yeah.
Say what's up, what's up?
Yeah, come on. These chicks is playing. They loving it. Listen, Charlene is an older lady, Charlene. Oh, my God. Old enough to be your mother, let me tell you. So, but it's all right. It's all right. You can take any kind of fans, right? Old, young, all that, right? You don't care the color, none of that.
All the fans. All
that. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. So tell me about what media is all your songs on? Can you tell us where we need to go? Take your time, too, so they can hear it.
All platforms. That's Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, all platforms. SoundCloud, you got Tidal, you got all the platforms you need, all platforms. I'm on all platforms. My name is CYBN Camo on all platforms.
Okay, and they would look for just your name?
Yes. Just type in CYBN Camo. My name going to pop up.
Okay, now that's CYBN. What does that mean? Is that something you can tell me?
CYBN? All right, CYBN is really... It's my own label. It's mm-hmm. really own. We certified. We all brothers in my label.
Right.
It's nothing but me and my brothers. So it's really like a certified young. We certified young brotherly nation. Really, We a brotherly nation. We nothing but brothers. Like we got each other back no matter what. No matter what the predicament is, we got each other back.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's wonderful. You know, I do. You really see that. People doing things behind people's back so much, but for you to say something like that, you know, that's pretty dope. I like that. I really do. Okay, so if someone wants to hire you, if someone wants a feature, if someone wants you to be in a movie, where do we go, Miss Middleton?
Yeah, you'll hit up Tamika. You'll hit up Miss Tamika. That's who you hit up right there.
Okay.
If you want to book me for any show, book me for any show, any performance, any features anybody want, hit up my manager. Hit up Miss Middleton. Hit up Tamika.
Okay. Somebody's asking me a question again. Hold on. Now I need to get her media. Okay, so, okay, now, Miss Tamika just came back on, and I didn't know if she, okay, but hold on here. Okay, do you know her media? I know a lot of people in Charleston, Kendall knows how to get in contact with her, but what I'm going to have to do is find out from her exactly where they need to go. I know everybody here in Charleston knows, everybody. She's going to tell me right now exactly where to look her up. Hold on. Kyra, you still on? I'm embarrassed you right in front of Clemo right now. You still on? You're supposed to be partying. She ought to be ashamed of herself. Okay, somebody in it. It's Tamika, TamekaDas Middleton, MiddleTon, on Facebook and Instagram, IG, because I don't really get on there, but IG. So don't forget. And guys, y'all know that on my show, you can always go back on the blog and get it. So, you know, I know everybody in Charleston knows, but you might have people out and far about, you know, numbers that I don't even know who they are on here. And if you just go back on there and pull up this interview, you know, I'm Sandra Wilson Blog Radio Talk Show. You understand with Camo, and it'll come up, and then you can hear it again, okay? But I'll make sure that it's on her Facebook as well, okay? All right, sounds good. So hey, if y'all want to ask questions now, y'all could. If not, you know, y'all can just still keep listening to the interview. So listen, can I play your song? I'm going to play it. Can I play your song?
Go ahead. Let everybody hear it.
Thank you. I have a chat room, and they can write in here and tell me things, so I have a good time. They always do that. They know, you wouldn't believe my age, but I'd be wilding right with the kids. I love them, you know. Hold on here for a second. All right, guys, you know, we're going to play Run It Up. I usually do one song for a while so they can get that and get you and understand, and then I start playing the rest, you know, gradually. But everybody, here we go, Run It Up. I love it. I already heard it. It is so dope. All right.
Boy, you a bitch, you been angry with feminine. I'ma sell my pole like a fisherman. Shooters, I'm going, you know we gon' bleed some shit. Roll the sense out like a brand of cigar. Don't need a boost, but you know I'm a spark. 3 days of grace, I'ma rock out, I go heavy metal. I play with the steel like a tower. I got the power, I'm high in the stars. Same with the gang, you would know who y'all. Screaming free my brothers, fuck the feds. Got ones behind the bar. I know
know my age very young, but I've been down that road. My mama know I learned to play, ain't talking pick and roll. No, you can't get another son, but I can up that scope. For that fuck nigga that try to play, no, I'ma let
gotta
it
run
blow.
Shit up.
Gotta run on my race to the top, to the ceiling, hell, nah, I ain't giving it up. I got devil this way, you don't know how I'm feeling right now, I might blow shit up. Try to get daddy feet, I might redo a kidney, don't matter, we hit his ass up. I'ma turn it for a boy, don't run, take you in my word, we gon' leave his ass up. Been grinding, feel like Tony Hawk, I stack up on my cheese. Lil' mama barely pray, but she keep ending on her knees. Don't tell me what you want, lil' baby, tell me all your needs. I might just go MIA, lil' baby, don't think on the seas. Don't think on the seas. MIA, lil' baby, don't think on the seas.
Word up, he's not, Cam ain't playing with y'all. Listen, his manager was still on. I wanted to make sure I let y'all know because she don't play no games. She wanted you to know she didn't get off, she was still on. But sometimes when you get a lot of people on, it'll shut, it'll knock some people off. Here's the good thing about that. I'm so happy that so many people are on here. So that's great to listen to Caleb. But I'm going to tell you something. Y'all know what? I know that y'all young ladies are on here because y'all seen this picture. Y'all think I'm stupid. I know what's happening. I ain't crazy. I am not crazy. Oh, my goodness. So listen, that was one of my favorite songs of yours. I got so many. I got everything that she sent me, I love it. I swear. I mean, I love it. I don't know. Who people tell you sound like?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people tell me I sound like myself, but a lot of people tell me I sound like Youngboy for some reason. But I feel like
you
I sound like myself. I don't feel like I sound like nobody else, to be honest.
This is, you know, in my opinion, maybe about 3-4% you do, but for the most part, I can catch it. I know that it is you, even though I don't know who you are, but I'm a very good, you know, I listen to music, and I listen to all your songs, and I just think maybe a little bit, you know how people say, oh, this person sounds like that person, this person looks like that person, you know, things like that, just a little bit, but you can definitely tell you got your own thing going on, especially if they see the video. They can definitely see that. And he doesn't have dreads or anything like that. So I think you got your whole something really, really different going on there. You know, but
I'm definitely.
Yeah. So listen, I want to tell you this. And I got a few things going on here in Charleston. I'm not as big as your manager now, but I got a few things going on here. And, you know, I got a couple of parties coming up. I got a big party that I'm going to give, and I will talk to your manager about it, because I definitely want you down here for that. And I got to tell you something about me so you'll know. I bring all genres of ages, okay? You may see some 50, you may see some 40. The most set you'll see about 20 to 30 that's young up in that range, but we all be in there. I'll be wilding. I'll be having a good time, you know?
Yeah, it don't matter. I'm ready for it.
You're damn right. I be having a good time, okay? You know, and we all get together and we have a good time. So I am going to talk to your manager about it first because I want to see you live. I really do. And I want my people to see you live down here in Charleston, South Carolina. I think you'll be a great asset to us. I really do. They have a lot of, you know, good rappers and stuff down here, but you're different, and I want to see, you know, I would love to see you in person. I really would, and your friends and all that good stuff, you know, but, yeah, that's one of the things I'm definitely going to do. So if there's anybody that's going to do what I'm going to do or want to do what I'm going to do in regards to getting in contact with Miss Middleton, y'all know where she's at on Facebook down here in Charleston, South Carolina, I'm definitely going to get with her about him. Hold on, she... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, hell no, y'all. Y'all know what? Okay, now, you know, this is some... listen, you got no curse. He's going to be down here Easter, okay? On Easter at the car show. I believe Mugger Man's giving that. I got to get her to give me some more information with this. So, dude, why you ain't tell me about that?
I was going to bring it up before I got off the show.
come on. You get all these oh my goodness.
But yeah, everybody in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. I will be in Charleston Easter Sunday for a car show. I will be down there.
I got the flyer. Damn it, I'm gonna put it on my oh wow, I did not know that. Oh, he's gonna be here on Easter Sunday, y'all. And oh my goodness. Now you see, now you gonna bring me out, because I didn't come out in a long time. You about to bring me, I'm coming out. No, serious, I hadn't been out in a while, you know? But oh gosh, this is wonderful. What, this is wonderful. Mother Man, okay, Mother Man is a dope dude. He's a real, he gets all these, a lot of good stuff together and stuff like that. So you're gonna come, you're gonna have a good time. Oh my goodness, that is so, oh my God. Like, you didn't even tell me. I'm just sitting here talking up a storm. Everybody just on the chat room. All that stuff they saying on here, I am so sorry. I cannot read all this stuff they saying, these chicks. Y'all, he will be, let his girlfriend beat y'all up. Oh, you know? But listen, a lot of females is on here, and I am so glad you guys are on here on some real stuff. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate the way y'all support me and my celebrity so much on this show. I really do. You guys are, like, so dope. I love y'all. Yeah, I really do. Like, y'all be, like, looking out for a sister. Thank you. The young be on here, the old be on here, the in-between be on here, white, black, orange, yellow, in-between Puerto Ricans, all that. They all be on here. Chinese.
I appreciate all the love. I appreciate it.
Yeah. They dope. They really look out for us. So listen, before we get off, I don't want to roll you too long. If there's something that you would like to say that I may not have asked, talk about it.
Like I said, I will be down to Easter Sunday for the car show. I got new music coming on the way. New music and new music videos are on the way. We still working. New music and new music videos, new dope content. Y'all stay tuned and stay tuning in. Y'all go subscribe to all my platforms. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram. Y'all can go follow me on Spotify, Apple Music, all you need. New music is coming ASAP and real soon. Just be tuned in for the drop. My Instagram is CYBN Camo. All platforms, CYBN Camo, CYBNCAMMO. Y'all go get on all that.
Well, I gotta say something. You more than likely gonna get some new fans, but when you get down here in Charleston, you probably ain't gonna be able to beat them off you. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, they're gonna have a good time. I can't wait to meet you in person. You know, this is amazing. I really get to meet, like, I know the celebs down here, but and I know them very well. You know, the rappers, all of them. But when somebody's coming from off, I really get to see anybody off anymore. I used to see a whole lot of celebrities from off, but I hadn't seen a celebrity that came off in a long time. So you're going to be the first person to bring me out. And I'm going to come out there. I don't usually do the car shows. But you got my word. I'm going to be there. You understand me?
Hey.
Yeah. You got my word. I'm coming out there. Me and my daughter. I'm going to bring my daughter out there. I'm going to tell you what she is, right, guys? She is a, I want to say, she thinks she Rihanna, y'all. But I actually think she looks better. That's my daughter. I don't play when it comes to Renee. But I want to meet you. And say hello to you and all that good stuff. There's going to be a lot of beautiful women out there, a lot of beautiful things going on. So I can't wait. I wasn't even coming out on Easter, but now you got me to come on out there. I know my – Kyra, are you coming? Why don't you get on and ask a question, Kyra? She's right on here. Ask a question. Why y'all get so shy when it's time to ask questions? Y'all be talking all that stuff before, and when y'all see them on here, y'all be saying all that crap on there. And then when they come on, y'all freeze up. I'll see what I can do about getting my granddaughter out there and a few of my friends that like stuff like that. And yeah, I'll see if I can get just a few more people to come on out. Somebody named Crystal, I would love to for her to come out there and see you and all that good stuff. And don't forget, I am going to talk to your manager about the things that I have going on that I would love for you to be in. And one of the things, I will say this, and I know she's okay with me saying this, but one of the things is I have, you'll be doing a lot of shows this summer. I am partnering up with, okay, fantastic. All right, this is good, fabulous. Oh, man, she said you're going to be doing a whole lot of shows this summer. She's partnering up with Mugga Man, which is, she would have doped. I mean, Mugga Man is the GOAT. He's one of the GOATs. We have a few here, but he's one of the GOATs. So Mugga Man has been around probably, I thought I'd been around celebrities, but Mugga Man got me beat. He's been around probably every celebrity, but you know what, I mean, who cares, we love, they all right and everything, but, you know, look more at yourself. So she's, I gotta say, she's plugged in with one of the best persons in Charleston, South Carolina, so, yeah, when you're doing something for her and Mugga Man, you good out here, you know what I'm saying, so that's a good look for you, it definitely is, I gotta
and
say
I'm ready for all of
them. Yeah, listen, I'm trying to tell you, Miss Middleton and Mugga Man, great look. A humongous look. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing all these shows and stuff like that. I do movies, and I'm going to be talking to her about that. I'll get with her about that, but I just wanted to put that out there. Something I would like to see you in, you know? One of my movies. Yeah. Let me see here. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Hold on here. Okay, so listen, what I want to do, are you still on there with me, Cam?
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Okay, good. Okay, so listen, guys, don't forget, do not forget Easter Sunday. Please go out there and see him. And I don't really got to please y'all because I know a lot of the ladies are going to go out there. I'm going to come out there. I'm going to bring my daughter. We're going to come hang out and see you guys. She said that you're going to be out during the summer. She's partnering up with Mugga Man. Shout out to Mugga Man. And I just can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet you. And you are so humble. You're an extremely humble young man. I don't know if anybody ever told you that, but you're very humble. And you keep that. Even when you get crazy with the millions and millions, stay humble. Please do. I can't think of a, yeah, please. So listen, with that being said, and if anybody don't want to ask a question, ladies, let's see. Okay. Okay, well, I could do this for you. I'm going to tap in something. It's going to bring it back to me. And I want to at least tell you that much. Okay, it's pulling up. Okay, so, Cam, you have, I hope it's okay to call you Cam. You have now, we are live with 2,004 people on here. Tell everybody damn hello.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
How the hell y'all doing? We got Cam on here. How the hell are y'all doing? Yes, there's 2,004 people on here. That's amazing. That's amazing. And then sometimes it'd be more. Once I close it down, I can see, you know, the rest that was on here. But, yeah, we're a little over 2,000 people. So that's great. And I appreciate y'all. You know why? Because y'all come on from all over. And my notary goes out. Like when I'm getting ready to do a show, it goes out. Cam, and they know I'm on, and they come on, and they support y'all, and support me crazy. They really do. Thank you for the 843s, the Charleston, South Carolina. I know y'all, you guys are looking out for Miss Middleton and me, so thank you so much. There's not a lot of y'all on here, but thank you. I appreciate y'all for coming on. Charlene is from New York City, where I'm from originally. Charlene, thank you so much for coming on, girl. I know you're going to call me when I get done. Thank you for the manager, his manager, Miss Middleton. Y'all know she's a dope lady. And thank you for coming on my show. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet you in person. And I will be there. You understand me? If there's anything you want to say, you can say it, because I'm going to let these people off with running again. I got to play that again. But for anybody that, you know,
go
just
ahead, go ahead.
It's coming on again right now. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. And Ms. Middleton, thank you for bringing me another one of your celebrities. I'm having a good time with your people. You know? If you got some more, bring them. I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Camo. And I just want to let you know that, again, don't forget, y'all, Easter. I know I'm saying it repetitively, but I want to get it in your head up there. You understand what I'm saying? come down here in Charleston if you don't live here, okay? Come down here in Charleston. I think somebody, oh, Lord. Listen, y'all. Y'all wait until the end of the interview to be playing with me. Okay. No, that was somebody else. But anyway, thank y'all so much for joining us. Thank you, darling, for coming on. I love your music. I'm going to continue to play it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I want to, I'll speak with your manager to see if I can continue to play your music on my show, you know, so people can hear it. On my Saturdays that I go and play show music for like, two and three, 4 hours and stuff like that. So I'll get with her on that and all the things that I got going on for you to do as well. So until I get to see you and meet you in person, you take care. And thank you for coming on my show once again, and I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cindy with Cindy Wishes Blog Radio Talk Show. So love you guys. Have a good night. Please join me with this right here. Y'all have a good damn night.
Just go MIA, little baby, don't think I'm deceived. I play with the shit like an instrument, I'm from the paint, so you know I ain't finish it. Don't matter who started this shit, standing on business, you know I'ma finish it. Nigga know I ain't squashing the queen shit, boy, you a bitch, you been egg or feminine. I'ma sell my pole like a fisherman, shooters, I'm going, you know we gon' bleed some shit. Roll the test out like a brand of cigar, don't need a boost, but you know I'ma spark. 3 days of grace, I'ma rock out, I go heavy metal, I play with the shit like a tower. I got the power, I'm high in the stars, same with the gang, you would know who y'all. Screaming free my brothers, fuck the feds, got ones behind the bar. I know my age very young, but I've been down that road. My mama know I learned to play, ain't talking pick and roll. No, you can't get another son, but I can up that scope. For that fuck nigga that try to play, no, I'ma let it blow. Gotta run my race to the top, to the ceiling, hell, nah, I ain't giving it up. I got devil in his ways, you don't know how I'm feeling right now, I might blow shit up. Chop me, daddy, feed him, I redo a kidney, don't matter when he just ass up. I'ma turn it for a boy, don't run, take you in my word, we gon' leave it that stuff. Been grinding, feel like Tony Hawk, I stack up on my cheese. Lil' mama barely pray, but she keep ending on her knees. Don't tell me what you want, lil' baby, tell me all your needs. I might just go MIA, lil' baby, don't think I'm deceased. Don't think I'm deceased. MIA, lil' baby, don't think I'm deceased.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a good night. Thank you so much for joining me.
MIA, lil' baby, don't think I'm stacking this paper, and I'm stacking